You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the forestry industry has been hit hard in the past few years, and a recently formed advocacy group hopes to build more support at all levels of government. Last week, Smithers Council asked the BC Council of Forest Industries, also known as COFI, for a delegation to learn more about their plans and to potentially sign on as a member of COFI's new Forestry is a Solution initiative. Today, we speak with Kim Hackstad, President and CEO of COFI, to find out what the organization is all about and what to expect at the upcoming COFI conference in Vancouver.
Yeah, so we are the BC Council of Forest Industries. We represent forest product manufacturing companies in British Columbia that are largely within what we would call the primary manufacturing forest industry, so sawmills, pulp mills, bioenergy facilities, and so they're often the first person that touches the log after harvest. They cut it into something more usable, whether that's for dimensional lumber or chips to make pulp and paper products, or long boards that are turned into things like mass timber. How it started was that as we were coming to the end of 2025, I was getting a lot of reach outs, like emails from members of the general public, questions from mayors and councillors across the province and other people in the forest sector saying, you know, we know the forest sector is incredibly challenged in British Columbia right now. How can we help? And we didn't really have a tangible way to say, this is how you can help. And, you know, with any industry, natural resource sector, anything we do on the land base, there's folks that have concerns and there's folks that are really supportive and there's a lot of people in the middle. But the loudest voices are usually the opponents. And so we wanted to give an opportunity for people that see the value in the forest sector for their communities, an opportunity to share that support. Supporters are usually the quiet majority on any given issue. And so we wanted to create an opportunity for them.
Yeah. So far, who are you reaching out to with these types of letters and these requests to sign on to the initiative?
Yeah, our audience for forestryisasolution.com is really members, you know, people that live in British Columbia broadly. We wanted to make sure, and, you know, some people have said, oh, there's not a ton of information or detail on the website. And that is because we wanted to make sure that any British Columbian that doesn't work in the forest sector could go there. And, you know, we're not talking in that language, that a special language that sometimes feels like a language other than English that every sector has of their own. So we wanted to make sure that people could see it, engage, and hopefully engage with it by signing the petition and or sending a letter to their MLA.
Yeah. One question, Kim. You know, as I mentioned, there was a bit of a discussion at Smithers Council when this came up on the docket. And, you know, one question what was raised was about that there wasn't a ton of information of exactly what the request was of Smithers Council, and that's where the discussion went, was how do we find out more? What is exactly being asked of us? So what are you asking of, especially municipalities, to sign on to this initiative?
Yeah, I mean, we're asking municipalities to officially endorse the Forestry and the Solution campaign. Most communities have already done that, have decided to draft their own letter to the Minister of Forests, the Premier, their MLA, and the official opposition forestry critic. That's great. Or, you know, each member of the council or the mayor, they're welcome to sign the petition and send a letter themselves. We're asking them to encourage community members to visit forestryisasolution.com and have a look and hopefully sign the petition, send a letter. And, you know, if it makes sense for communities that are supporting it to then share that information on community channels that make forestryasasolution.com accessible to local residents.
Yeah. As you know, we have and have had a pretty rigorous forestry industry in BC for many, many decades, over a century. And, you know, as of late, there's been some troubles. As I also mentioned, you know, PIR here in Smithers seems to be doing well and employs, you know, quite a number of people in the community and supports, you know, families in the community. But you mentioned that, you know, there's often opposition to stuff like this. What kind of opposition have you been hearing in terms of Forestry as a Solution initiative?
I think that, you know, there's a lot of question about how our forest industry has modernized, right? So, you know, when I look back, I'll speak a little bit about my time in oil and gas, where I worked for a company that had been operating on the land base in British Columbia for about 50 years at the time. And when you went into First Nations communities where we had constructed our natural gas pipeline 50 years before, we just showed up and we built it, right? No consultation, no no real approvals, right? It was just done to First Nations. We've come a long way, and we continue to be on a journey to make sure that we're doing better environmental management and forestry, doing better on our Indigenous reconciliation, getting Indigenous ownership into the process. So, like, there's a lot of change that's happened over the last, well, I mean, really since our history, but we continue to get better at how we manage forestry in British Columbia. And I think we're a real leader in sustainable forest management and the creation of, you know, essential forest products that people need in their daily lives. We're competing in international markets against countries like Russia. I'd way rather that people in Asia are getting their products from Canada than from Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a couple more things for you, Kim. You know,
sure.
Right now it sounds like there's a bit of a push to get sign-on for municipalities and the other local jurisdictions that are connected to forestry, as well as organizations, as you mentioned, citizens in general. Where does the initiative go from here?
Well, we're going to continue to put the message out through all of the forestry.
Kim, just the last thing for you. For those of our listeners who aren't familiar with COFI, who is COFI and who do you represent?
Forest industry is facing, and, you know, we hope to continue to see the support that we've already been seeing from local communities in endorsing our Forestry as a Solution campaign, and we're super willing to work with communities in other ways to understand how the forest sector supports their community, or in areas where we've seen closures and curtailments, some of the challenges that they're undergoing.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.